Welcome to the second of our shows covering Bury Sound 2019. This week we're meeting the artists in Heat 2, which will be held at the Hunter Club on Friday the 1st of February. We'll be talking to The Fifths, Light Skies Darken, Pink Lemonade and Salvador. But to start us off this evening, I had a chat with Jasmine Canham.
Jasmine,
welcome back to Bury Sound.
Thank you very much.
How are you looking forward to it?
I am, yeah, it's very exciting.
Now, you were in last year's, obviously, you're back again this year.
I'm back again, yeah.
What's changed?
Well, the difference for me is that last year I was in a band, doing a very different style of music, whereas this year I'm back, I'm by myself, and I'm doing my own original acoustic music.
So talk us through your style, tell me a little bit about it.
See, people ask me all the time how I would describe my music, and I actually find it quite difficult. So I would say I would call myself a singer-songwriter with influences from pop, folk, and some people have told me I have some musical theatre vibes in my music. I'm not sure if that's true, but I did grow up doing a lot of drama, so it's entirely possible.
And who would you say it sort of influences you then?
Well, I have a few artists that I would say have inspired me, not necessarily musically, but there's one singer-songwriter, this American lady called Emily Autumn. We're not musically alike in any way, but she has a very individualistic way of expressing herself, and I find that really inspiring because she's not afraid to go out there and stand out and be completely different, and I've got to say that's really inspired me to try and find my own identity.
How has it been adjusting to working as a solo artist compared with when you used to be in a band?
It's a lot easier to organise rehearsals. And it costs quite a bit less as well, because before, obviously, we'd have to rent out rehearsal spaces, whereas me, I just practice at home on my keyboard. So it's a lot easier, although in some ways it's harder writing, because if you're with a group of people, if you get stuck, you have people there who can give you inspiration, give you some ideas, whereas by yourself, it's harder to find someone to give you a bit of advice if you're getting stuck.
Has it given you, it's given you more creative freedom, though, I assume?
Yeah, it has, because it means, obviously, I can just do exactly what I like, which is always a bonus.
So how long have you been working as a solo artist now?
Probably just about over a year. I was working with the band and then doing my own stuff, but obviously in more recent months I've just been focusing on my own things. But yeah, about a year, I would say.
And where have you been playing so far?
That's a good question. Well, I've played at the Hunter Club a couple of times previously. I've also played at the Constitutional Club in Bury. Last year I played at Strumpshaw Tree Fair, which is an event that happens just outside of Norwich. I'm sure there's other places as well, but they've just escaped my memory.
Okay, so you're at the Hunter Club this coming Friday. Which bands are you looking forward to seeing?
I'm really looking forward to seeing Light Skies Darken. I actually know two of the members in that band. I went to college with one of them. I'm really looking forward to seeing them live. I'm looking forward to seeing all of the bands, really. I mean, I was at the previous heat this Friday, just gone, and the talent is insane. Like, there's so many. All the bands that played were amazing. And, I'm really looking forward to seeing everyone else.
Do you feel a bit intimidated, then, by the other bands this year?
No, I wouldn't say intimidated. I think it's really tricky, this competition, obviously, because there's so much variation in who's playing, and obviously everyone's very aware of that. I wouldn't say intimidated. I would say that I'm genuinely looking forward to seeing what everyone else does, because there's such a variation, and maybe I can learn something from what they do, and hopefully I'll take something away from the experience.
So, talking of the experience, what was your experience at Bury Sound last year?
I had an amazing time. It was probably one of the best music-based experiences I've ever had. It was really great, you know, playing at the Hunter Club, and obviously the band got through to the final, and I got to play at the Apex, which is pretty much, pretty much as good as it gets, you know, in this area. And yeah, all the other bands who played last year were amazing, and I just had a really good experience overall working with everyone involved.
Just talk us through a little bit about what it's like playing at the Apex.
It's very big. The stage, obviously I've never performed on a stage that big before, and because I wasn't tied down by an instrument, I could just move around as much as I liked and put a lot of energy into it, and that was really enjoyable. And obviously, because it's such a high-class venue, you know, the sound was really good, and everyone who works there, they've got a great team who work at the Apex, and it was really amazing to be a part of that.
Is this your pitch to be invited back?
I'd love to play there again, but obviously it depends on the judges, really, doesn't it? So,
and what can the judges expect from you this week?
Lots of piano. They can expect me to turn up and perform to the best of my ability, and I hope that they enjoy my performance, even if I don't get put through, because really I'm just there for the experience of playing and just to get my name out there a little bit more.
So how many songs have you got in your catalogue now?
For the heat or just in general?
In general.
I have about 7 or 8 original songs that I've written over the last year, and I do have several covers that, you know, I'll occasionally play one of those as well.
Was it easy putting a set together for Berry Sound this week?
It wasn't too difficult. I mean, obviously the one thing with Berry Sound is that they request that you play all original material. Luckily, like I said, you know, I had around 7 or 8 original songs that I've written over the last year, so I could sort of just pick and choose from those. Though actually one of the songs I'm playing is pretty much brand new. I'd say I've probably finished writing it about a week ago, and I've been practicing it a lot. So that was a bit of pressure I put on myself, mainly because I wanted to perform that song. But apart from that, it's been quite easy to put together.
How much practice have you been putting into it?
An hour most days, I would say. But that's not just specifically for Berry Sound. I like to try and practice as often as I can, even if it's just playing scales on the piano or singing scales. It's just to keep it up and make sure, you know, you keep at it.
Do you miss the sound of working with band, or do you quite enjoy being stripped back and just doing solo acoustics?
I really like both. I love what I do acoustically, and I love the stripped back feel. Obviously, it's just me singing keyboard, so it's as minimal as it gets, really. But I do miss sometimes the dynamic of having multiple people. I often think about, you know, wondering if I could find a way to put together my own little bit of a backup band. That's something I think about. But I like both.
Obviously, if you're with a band, you're working with each other and feeding off each other. Where do you get feedback yourself now?
Luckily for me, I have a lot of friends who are musicians. So I'm actually at West Suffolk College at the moment studying music. So quite often from my peers there, I've had some amazing support from the other students. And yeah, also from my tutors, a lot of helpful comments. But I mean, my boyfriend is also a musician, and he's very helpful in giving me pointers as well.
Okay, and when you're writing your songs, I'm always fascinated by finding out about people's writing styles and so on and so forth. Do you tend to come up with the music first and then build lyrics around it, or is it a lyrically led thing for you?
I sort of do it at the same time. Normally I will sort of musically first, so I will come up with a chord progression. Normally the chord progression comes first, just from sort of messing around and not playing anything in particular. And then I'll think, okay, this set of chords works, I like this. And then I'll normally start with the chorus, actually. So I'll think, okay, maybe this works for a chorus. And I'll think of some like lyric ideas, and then it comes to the verse. But I'd say I do it quite, you know, kind of parallel. I do it at a very similar time.
You finished a new song last week, you're saying. Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to put a song together?
Well, that one, that's my most recent song, took longer than normal. Just because I was working on the piano part a bit more because it's a little bit more complex than the other songs I play, kind of technique-wise. I don't know, it's a really hard question. It really varies. I think the longest I've spent putting a song together is probably a month, just because I would do a little bit and then come back to it and do a little bit. I'm one of those people, I find it very difficult to just sit down and write something. I have to kind of do a little bit when the inspiration comes to me and move away and work on something else and then come back to it. So yeah, I'd say a month is the longest, but I mean, I've written a song in a couple of days before. It really just depends.
I like that you go back to a song and keep working on it, because I've been chatting to some of the other artists, and one of them said that they, when they're working on a song, they can decide it's not working and just bin it. And they reckon out of five songs, they'll have one that they actually keep and think, yeah, we can do that one. Do you find that, or do you throw songs away, or do you just keep going back to something and making it work in the end?
I mean, most of the time I do try and persevere. Even if it's not building on that one song, I might just save a snippet and, you know, that verse actually turns out to be a really good chorus for another song later on. I have had one or two songs I've written that I don't tend to play, just because at the time I was happy with them, but I've also now I've developed and I look back and I'm like not too sure whether it's really right. But I like to try and use as much of what I write as I can, and I do like to persevere and build on it.
And when you're writing, what are your influences? What inspires you in your lyrics?
In my lyrics, mostly things that are going on, or just in my life, or things that I'm very passionate about. My most recent song that I released, it's called Lament. It's sort of about... it's inspired by the problems we're having with global warming at the moment, which is a subject I feel very passionately about. So, yeah, just stuff that I believe in, I would say.
Jasmine Canham there, and a little taster of her song Lament. To progress, we're going to move on to some prog rock. We're going to meet Lizzie, Dan and Ruben of Light Skies Darken. Nice of the three of you to come in. Tell me a little bit about the band. What sort of music style are you playing?
Rock.
Yeah,
it's rock.
Progressive rock, isn't it?
Yes.
It's in twists.
Toto, Neil Morse, Pink Floyd, all of those like sort of pushed together into one. A new style. It's weird because we, you know, like everyone would like class as a rock band because of our looks and stuff like that. But as soon as we play, we kind of put our kind of like prog infusions into it and stuff like that. It's like it's unexpected, but it really works. And so yeah.
So how long have you been together as a band?
It was around summer last year that we did our first show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So not a huge amount of time, but yeah, we've been practicing for quite a while. As you know, musicians, we've played with each other for quite, you know, a few years now in different lineups. But yeah, so about a year, I reckon, coming up
just
to
under a year.
Just under a year. Yeah.
What brought you together?
Well, I think it got to the point we've all been playing in bands for several years, but you know, we've got such a huge passion for what we do. And all those other lineups had sort of fizzled out, or you know, had problems, as you know they do. And you know, we really wanted to make something with a band, you know, actively try, you know, kind of an ultimate lineup sort of thing. And so yeah, we put this band together, and we all love prog and rock, and so it works. But that was kind of the aim, was just to have a really strong lineup, you know, and try and do something.
So whereabouts have you been playing? What sort of gigs have you been doing?
Was it Friday night?
Friday night, yeah.
Yeah, Friday night we're in Norwich at Epic Studios, supporting a band called Caves. That's a great show. We actually played one in Bury St Edmunds. That was our first gig at the Hunter Club. Trying to think where else we've played.
We've been in Kings Lynn at the Eagle a few times. Yeah,
quite a few dotted about. But we're looking at kind of putting on a tour for the summer, our first sort of, you know, proper tour. Sort of spreading out a bit further, you know, maybe reaching sort of Cambridge and Essex, that sort of region. Yeah, sort of small local venues, really.
Okay, and so you met, playing different gigs and just yeah. When you were in different bands, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Me and Dan actually used to play in a band years ago. We met through a mutual friend of ours.
Yeah, college.
Yeah, college, and it kind of fizzled out, but then we kind of got back in touch with each other, and obviously me and Lizzie are brother and sister, so yeah. You know, I hear her playing all the time at home. Hard to escape.
So who does the writing then, or is it a collaborative thing?
Really.
Yeah, collaborative.
Yes, that's the cool thing about the band, like as well as you know, playing our own instruments, we're all kind of adept at, you know, other playing and stuff. And when we were recording our first EP, we actually just got round the table for a couple of days straight with acoustic guitars and just wrote it, you know, like together for the most part, you know, which is cool. You know, a lot of bands don't have that sort of experience, or you know, you might have like a lead writer, you know, so it's cool to kind of have everyone's own influences and twists, you know, hitting the music.
How long does it take you to put a track together normally?
Half an hour. Yeah. You write one now.
Yeah.
I'm going to challenge you to that.
Yeah, last week we were practicing ready for Bury Sand, and we wrote a track that we debuted on Friday, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah. Reception as well.
Yeah. So you've written stuff specifically for Bury Sand then?
Well, yeah, we brought out our debut EP Staring to the Sun back in October, but you know, we wanted something fresh, ready for the competition, you know, like rather than just playing stuff that we've been doing continuously for gig, you know, like it's something with a lot of energy and it's new to us, and so hopefully it will go down well.
At this point in proceedings, I felt we should hear something from the band themselves. So here's an exclusive for you. Lizzie, Dan and Ruben of Light Skies Darken playing a live acoustic of Stare Into the Sun.
watch my shadow rise, a statue despised, staring to the sun. I watch my shadow rise, a statue despised, staring to the sun.
So you've played at the Hunter Club before, you say. Do you reckon that's going to give you an advantage? You know the venue?
Possibly, yeah, possibly. I used to go to college in Bury and did a few gigs there, but it might do, because I suppose as a performer, knowing your surroundings and the stage and the environment and all of that has a big impact on your play. You know, like, it sounds silly almost, but... when you go down to like the small details, even knowing the stage you're playing on, being familiar with it can have a big difference.
So what brought you into Bury Sound?
Well, a friend of mine, his band were in the finals last year.
Oh, which band was that?
Kilo Down,
yeah. I went to college with a lot of those guys and you know, came and support them and stuff. And at the time, we were kind of discussing, you know, the band and stuff, and I thought, oh, this would be such a great opportunity for, you know, maybe our stuff. And, so we went ahead and applied, and, you know, we're lucky enough to have got into the heats, which is brilliant. Yeah.
Are you nervous about it, or are you...
A little bit, because, you know, I've, like, researched the other bands, haven't listened to them, seen what they're like and stuff, and I'm like... tough competition. But I mean, it sounds like they work and stuff like that, and they look like really nice people on social media and stuff, so we won't kind of be threatened by the people, but musically, you know, we've got a competition there. But yeah, it should be fine.
I like this, you've done the research on
I know. I was like, as soon as like we got through, I was just like, so what are the band names? And then instantly searched them up, and I was like, oh yeah, they're really good.
But so yeah. if you were going to play with another bunch of musicians, is there any particular band or style in the competition who you think, yeah, we'd really gel with them?
We like Pink Lemonade, don't we?
Yeah, Pink Lemonade. Even though, like, musically, like, style-wise, it's very different to what we're doing. I'd say Pink Lemonade.
Out of all of them. Just because, again, they're a smaller band like us, so looks-wise it would look good, and sound-wise, because it's a different style with them as well, it would be, like, a really, like, exciting kind of, like, sound altogether. You know, like, it'd be very upbeat, and I think it would work really well if we did do a gig together, but, yeah.
And we're going to catch up with Pink Lemonade shortly. However, first of all, I wanted to talk to another band who were involved in last year's Bury Sound. Jack, Jamie, Matt and Cy formed the Fifths. They played last year and they returned this year, and they chatted to me via Skype. What brought you back into Bury Sound? What made you want to do it again?
I don't know, we've done it 2 years in a row before this, and we just really enjoyed it both times. Like, the venues that we played at were great, and you always got a good crowd, you know.
And you're playing at the Hunter Club this coming Friday, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
What do you think of that place?
It's like got a lot of value to us, because like the first two gigs we ever did were there. It's like first time we did it's like a 3-piece instrumental act, which was terrible, but you know, like you still have that kind of attachment to it, I guess.
So you're looking forward to coming back then?
Definitely, yeah.
Kind of a homecoming gig.
Kind of.
I've never played there, though. That would be good, because I've never played.
Oh, so there's a new experience for you?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's yeah, especially coming from a four-piece.
Not played yet.
Oh, that's going to be a good fun night for you then. Like, there's a lot of different acts this year, and there really is a variety of music. What are you going to be doing to fill the stage this year and get the judges' attention?
Jack's going to be wearing cargo trousers, I think.
That's my new addiction, cargo trousers.
So, yeah, keep an eye out for them. And then I think that's kind of all our game plan rests on, really, Jack's cargo trousers. It's that or bust, you know?
Well, I'm hoping the music's going to swing it for you. If people haven't heard you guys play before, just give us a little taste of your music. Who are your influences?
I'd say that the Strokes and Arctic Monkeys and Television are like the big three.
Block Party as well. That's up there.
Yeah.
And Ferdinand. That's when I always get told.
Yeah, you can hear a lot of that in like our, like the singles we released last year. There's a lot of those in there. Sound though, it's kind of like we've got, you know, like a newer sound on the way, and that's, you know, a bit, that's got a bigger range of influences, you know,
like, heavier, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So it just makes you want to put on a pair of sunglasses.
Okay.
And a pair of cargo trousers. So which of you guys takes the lead in the writing, or is it sort of a communal effort where you all just sit down and jam and put stuff together?
Initial idea tends to be me, but then Jack's good at coming up with like nice guitar parts, Jamie does all of his bass lines, Matt does all of his drums, and then we kind of leave vocals to the last minute, and then someone comes up with something.
So you lead with the music first of all, and then you try and build some lyrics around it.
Yeah, definitely.
How long does it usually take you to build a track up?
Some tracks, like, I'll have
it,
like, yeah, exactly. Like our lead single, Chance It, last year was like an hour effort. It really flowed quite nicely, but then sometimes it'll take a year from the initial idea to build up into something that actually flows nicely.
Yeah, it's a whole song, yeah. Writing stuff, which has taken a lot longer than that, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And do you tend to, if you've got a track and you feel it's not working, will you put it to bed for a couple of months and then go back to it? Or are you the kind of people that say, look, this isn't going to work, we're not going to be able to solve it, so you just can it?
I usually put one to bed for a long time before it came back, and now it is back and it's staying for a while.
Yeah. One of our songs is like, it's a proper kind of cut and shut between two ideas, as in had two different ideas, abandon them both, and then realize after a while that they fit together perfectly. So it's literally just kind of part A, part B, and that's how the song was built. So yeah, we'll find uses for old ideas, even if they're not like worth building a whole song around, you know. We'll find bits that they fit in nicely, I think.
So nothing's ever wasted, basically. If there's an idea, you can always take it and use it somewhere else.
There's still a lot wasted, but
we'll come back to initial ideas, like riffs we've written before, and try expand on that.
Yeah.
And how are the gigs booking at the moment? Are you finding you're pretty well booked and pretty busy?
We're more busy the start of this year than we were the start of last year. I think we've got a steady flow of gigs coming through, and we're still looking for gigs for the winter still.
Yeah, I think we've got quite a few already confirmed. We've got a few more that are awaiting confirmation, you know. But obviously we're trying to find that balance between having lives outside and doing a million gigs, you know.
Do you get to play as much as you would like to, or, you know, are you really focusing on getting through these A's at the moment and that's taking you away from the music scene slightly?
If I had my way, then we'd rehearse like every night, but obviously still want to do well in exams, but, you know, in an ideal world, we wouldn't have to worry about them.
That's fair enough.
And like, you can't ask like other members to fail their exams for you, you know.
I mean, we've tried, but
yeah.
Jack, Jamie, Matt, and Cy of the Fifths there joining us via Skype. Next up, we're back in the studio as I met and had a chat with Maddie and Rhiannon of Pink Lemonade. First, I've got to ask, first of all, Pink Lemonade, how did you come up with that name?
Shall I ask?
Yeah, you go.
We get asked this a lot. There is no backstory behind it. We just liked it. We just brainstormed some ideas and that one stuck with us.
A lot of bands, they spend a lot of time trying to find a name for the band.
Yeah.
I would imagine you didn't find many bands using the name Pink Lemonade.
There is another one in London, actually.
Is there?
We got muddled up with them on a few stores, but I think that's sort of now, yeah.
Have you been stealing their gigs, then?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, they're more like, I don't know, but produce music, aren't they? I don't know what they do.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. We sort of discovered them afterwards.
So tell us a little bit about your music, then. What sort of style do you do?
So I've been playing classical piano since I was 4. So that's kind of like my main musical interest, actually. Picked up the guitar when I was about 11, 12, because I wanted to be a rock star, obviously. And I just love it. But yeah, I don't know. Is it really?
And how did you two meet?
We met at university.
Yeah, in a gamelan class, which is Balinese music.
And then our drummer is my sister, so known her since birth.
And how long have you been playing together?
We did our first gig together in March last year.
As a band? But so you've been playing with Frank.
Me and Frank have been playing for years.
And what sort of music style do Pink Lemonade do?
I think we describe it as pop punk. Yeah. But a lot of people disagree with that. But if anyone has a better way to describe it, bring it on. But it's very pop, but more instrument-based rather than sort of produced.
Yeah. Yeah, pop punk, really.
And you write all your own stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who did one of you take the lead in the writing, or is it a sort of collaborative thing? Or
I think we write three ways pretty much all the time. Sometimes one of us will have more of an idea that we'll go from, but it's always all of us doing our own parts, and lyrically it's all together, mostly.
And how long does it take to put a track together?
It can take from 10 minutes to weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah, because Woods was like on the spot, wasn't it?
Yeah, like we've got songs that just came, and other ones they're just not right ever.
So how many tracks have you got together now?
I think we have about 12.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that.
Yeah.
And do you get together to play regularly or?
Yeah, at least weekly.
Whereabouts do you play?
We either rehearse at Anglia Ruskin University in their facilities or at my dad's house.
And who plays which instruments?
So I play guitar.
I'm the bassist and the lead vocalist. And Frankie, who's not here, is the drummer.
Yeah, we all do a little bit of backing vocals, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, Frank, you lead.
Yeah.
And what sort of gigs have you played recently?
Recently, me and Frankie have been studying abroad, so our first gig back since then will be Bury Sound on Friday. So our last gig was in August.
In Brandon.
Yeah.
So we haven't gigged in ages, basically.
Yeah, so hopefully this goes well. Rehearsing lots.
So you've been doing a lot of rehearsal for this one, then?
Yeah.
And have you played at the Hunter Club before, or is this a new venue for you?
Yeah, it's a new venue for us.
Yeah.
What sort of places have you been playing?
We've played around Cambridge a lot. So we've done the Portland Arms, the Blue Moon, the Academy, which is at our university.
Yeah.
And then we did a few things that are like festival-y over the summer, sort of locally. So like you said Brandon, Thetford, we did one.
Norwich B2's a good one.
Yeah, forgot about that.
Okay, so how much work have you been putting into Bury Sound then? How long have you been rehearsing for this one?
Loads. I think we started rehearsing as soon as we got back from America. Within the first week, didn't we? We meet up at least twice a week, really.
Yeah.
So what got you interested in getting involved in Bury Sound?
I don't know, really. We just sort of apply for anything. We were up for any gigs or competitions, or we just love playing together. So we thought, we'll apply for this one, and we're successful this time. So.
Yeah,
that's good.
Have you had a look at any of the other bands playing in the competition?
Yeah, you went to the first gig this
week, Friday,
didn't you?
So, yeah.
What did you make of that one?
Yeah, good. Yeah, fun. Yeah, busy as well. Well packed out. Yeah, talent was really good as well. So, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And you're looking forward to playing on Friday?
Yeah, it's maybe more exciting.
Yeah, excited.
More to get up on there. Yeah.
What do you think of the Hunter Club as a venue?
Good, yeah. It was really cute, impressive. It's like what you need, isn't it? Quite a small band room where you play. But it's got a nice impressive like bar area as well. And yeah, you don't get many venues like that, really. A lot of the time you find yourself in like quite pub kind of scenarios, you know. But yeah, that's a nice venue, that one.
What sort of music influences do you have? What sort of bands do you listen to, and who do you sort of look up to?
Well, me and Frankie love McFly. Like, we've loved them since we were really little. We've seen them about 10 times live. And I think they're really influential to us just because they play their instruments. They're still pop musicians, and they're still quite cool. And they've just been doing it for so long. They've got so many albums that I think they're really successful, so I look up to them.
They're good mates with Busted, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, anything like that we love.
I think James Bourne and Tom Fletcher write together for both Busted and McFly, so they're quite similar songwriting-wise.
Didn't they? They got together, didn't they? Didn't they have McBusted or something like that? So who would, if you were to team up with another band, who would you team up with?
Oh, I don't know. What a question. McFly.
Yeah.
My idols.
Yeah, if you're listening. Do you mean like a local band?
Any band.
Oh, yeah. If it was any band, it'd be McFly, wouldn't
any
it?
Any band, yeah. Maybe locally. Asbestos, maybe?
Yeah, we like Asbestos.
Mm, yeah.
Wrote a song about Asbestos, didn't we?
Yeah.
The band.
You know, if Light Sky's Dark and listen to this, they're going to be really upset now because they want to collaborate with you.
Well, we'd be happy to as well. We've not met them before. Maybe after Friday we'll link something up. That's a red-headed girl from an extraordinary world, but he cried each and every day. She wanted to belong, but still it felt so wrong when the other kids asked her to play. She was standing over there with a red bow in her hair, trying not to draw attention, always watching what she said, kicked the bad thoughts in her head so she doesn't end up in detention.
to say they couldn't get along, but she'll whip your ass if she wants to. But standing away, she's feeling feisty today. If you wanna fight, just join the queue. She is small, but she is strong, so do not do her wrong. Not everything is as it seems. Quit your monkeying around, you will never bring them down when they work together as a team. So listen up, buttercup, watch me blossom. So bust my bubble, watch me die high. Sugar is spice and all things nice. That's what girls are made of. Sugar is spice and all things nice. Let me show you what I'm made of. Singing love, 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 love. Make the world go round. Love, 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 love. Make the world go round. Don't show, just don't stop my move. Let the ready rock.
How many tracks have you got out now?
Yeah, we've released two songs so far. One in October and one the Friday just gone.
And where do you release your songs?
They're digitally available, so we haven't got any physical copies, but they'll be on like Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Amazon, all those, the usuals.
And you're on all the social medias like Facebook and so on and so forth,
we
yeah?
We are, yes.
Yeah.
Where do people find that?
We're Pink Lemonade Music UK on everything except for Twitter, which we are Pink Lemonade HQ.
Going into the competition, what sort of things are you nervous about and what are you looking forward to at the moment?
I'm personally nervous about just performing live again because it's been so long. So hopefully,
but I'm also well excited to do it.
Yeah, hopefully we can all hear each other right and don't get too carried away with excitement and still play well. That's the main thing, I think.
Yeah, get too into it, don't we?
Yeah, and then things can go wrong.
And that's nearly it for this week's show. But the last guests we welcome into the studio are Jan and Lucas of Salvador. Okay, guys, Salvador.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the band. What's your music style?
In the most kind of generic term, probably indie rock. But it's so many other influences that...
I mean, like, obviously we want to play music that, you know, is accessible.
Also original and different at the same time, obviously.
Yeah.
So you say so many influences. Who are your influences?
I'm really into the kind of like South London jazz and hip hop scene, acts like King Krul, Oscar Jerome, and also rappers like Loyal Kana, Manic MC. They don't really sound anything like us, but that's the kind of music that I like listening to.
They're also all very different as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously being the guitarist, like, I've many different inspirations, like old music, like the Eagles, Led Zeppelin, you know, great guitarists like Jimi Hendrix really inspired me. But then, like, I also listen to a lot of, like, rap, like mainstream rap, and even, like, mainstream chart music, you know. Yeah, I dabble into that a bit.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of the variation of influences which kind of brings us together, and also we may not have similar tastes and that we may have clashes in our tastes, but when we make music together we kind of know
what sound we're aiming for. travelling up to a gig then, like, puts on a song that I don't know what it is, and it's like, I put on a song, just like, what is that?
Yeah, and you're trying to jam out to it, and I'm just like, no, I'm really not feeling this.
So how long have you been together as a band?
As a band, like...
just over a year.
Yeah.
But we've been playing ever since being in secondary school, really. We kind of started off... We were always, like, quite good friends, but we... Like, I played classical music, and you, like, played the piano or something.
And then you picked up the ukulele.
Yeah.
And that's, like, where it all began.
Mm. And so you started playing the guitar.
Yeah.
I followed, and then ever since we've been playing, picked up a drummer and a bassist along the way, and now... Yeah,
bassist came a lot later, though. For a long time, we were just playing as a three-piece with two guitars and a drummer. Which, that was just... It was all, like...
I was looking back at footage the other day of gigs we played without a bassist, and I was just...
I mean, through a phone speaker, it's all right, because you can't hear the bass anyway. But
exactly.
Yeah, being there, it must have just...
Quite cringeworthy.
Yeah.
So how many gigs have you played now?
Not too many, probably. We played three in Bury, and... We've put one in Ipswich, and we've put on two gigs in Framingham as well.
And we've played like a couple pub,
acoustic
when we were starting off, and even like recently in Sweffling, we played it's a really nice pub.
Yeah, just a village pub where Jan and I have gone and
just toned it all down a bit and played a nice acoustic set.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, what are you planning for Bury Sound then?
Just very enthusiastic. I mean. They say it's uncompetitive. Like, obviously, it's a great opportunity to play live, but it is a competition. So, like, the clue's in the name. You're kind of in it to win it. But, we're just really looking forward to it. I've never been to one of the heats before, but apparently it's got a great atmosphere, and I'm sure the kind of competitive nature really fuels that.
Yeah.
So, we're really looking forward to it.
It's going to be a great atmosphere. A mixture of like tension, like having fun.
We'll probably feel a bit more nervous as well, just because
it's
a competition.
Yeah.
Also, we're playing a new song, which we haven't played live before, so we're looking forward to showcase that.
That could go horribly wrong.
It could. Well,
could go wrong.
We played it in the Constitutional Club in Bury, but that was another toned down set with a cajon, as our bass player was on scout camp. So we had to, like, make do with what we had.
Yeah, this is the problem. Like, we were asked to play a gig. I just kind of went ahead and say yes, and then subsequently found out that our bass player was on scout camp. So
what can you do?
Yeah, exactly. We just changed up the set, and it sounded all right. So we played it there, but as a whole band, we haven't played it yet. So
How often do you get together as a band to rehearse?
Once a week.
We try to do once a week, and if, like, that fails, then we'll make it up and, like, do twice a week or something. But
for example, this week we're practicing like every other day, really, just to kind of get as ready as possible. When the gigs come, obviously we practice more, but just consistency.
Well, how did you find out about Bury Sound?
Well, how did we get asked to play at the Hunter Club the first time?
Well, I'd always known about like the music scene in Bury, and I got in touch with Seymour the first time. Obviously, he runs Washing Machine. The first time, he didn't get back to me, so then I messaged a few bands that had played Washing Machine nights, and they were like, get in touch with Seymour, all that. So I got in touch with him again, and then he did reply, so it shows that kind of...
Being desperate.
Yeah, exactly. Desperate. It does work
sometimes.
Persistence, good. So, we got asked to open for Bessie Turner in July. And then we also supported Thy Last Drop in September, which is a very interesting gig. They're kind of pirate themed.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of odd costumes in the crowd, but it was a good atmosphere. Yeah. And then I'd heard of Bury Sound before, a band that we've supported in the past called The Getaway, who are based near us. We've supported them, and they played in the heat last year. And Seymour suggested we apply, so we applied, and here we are today, I guess. Yeah.
How did you feel when you found out you'd been accepted?
Oh, just really excited.
Yeah. just like as soon as we found that, we were just like, right, what we're gonna play, how are we gonna make this better than the other acts, you know?
Yeah, and how are we gonna make this performance better than our other gigs? Because most likely there will be people that have seen us before, because this scene's got quite a big following, so a lot of people come to every gig. So we've kind of got to make this one count.
Yeah.
How many tracks have you got in your catalogue now?
Oh, that's hard. It depends, because, like, I mean, you could count, like, early stuff that we probably wouldn't ever play. But I'd say good songs that we'd play live around...
We can fill it, easily fill 45-minute set, yeah. But 30 minutes... This is a 25-minute set at Berry Sound, so that's really comfortable for us. We can play absolutely our best songs, so it's great, yeah.
So out of that, how did you pick the tracks that you're going to play on Friday?
Well, we've got an EP coming out in March. On the 29th is when the whole EP comes out.
So we're playing four tracks off that EP.
Yeah.
Because one's kind of a ballad, kind of a bit slower. It does get heavier, but it's just... We tried playing it in the past and it just hasn't really worked in a live atmosphere. So four of those, which are quite upbeat, good to dance to. And then the new one that we were talking about earlier, which is quite groovy. And it's quite different to our other stuff as well. Yeah. So hopefully it shows a kind of wider range of music.
Yeah.
So when you're writing stuff, who takes the lead in the writing process? Or do you just all work together?
So the way it normally works is I write my part in the song and the lyrics, and then I take it to Jan and we kind of build it. You'd write your part, give it a bit more structure, and then we take it to a band as a whole. Our drummer's really good at kind of making up beats, but then we give suggestions as well, and the same with our bassist. So it kind of grows slowly from like one, 2 to 3 to 4, which I find is a really good creative process because everyone has their own input. Sometimes we have had songs where we've just jammed it and it's worked, but yeah, it really depends on each song.
Yeah, definitely.
So there you have it, a brief introduction to all five acts playing at Berry Sound 2019, the Hunter Club, this Friday, the 1st of February, heat number 2. Ooh, it's getting exciting. Join us next week for a preview of heat 3. Playing us out this evening, we'll have a listen to the last guys we heard from, Salvador. This is their track, Ordinary Love. Have a great week, have a great Friday. We'll see you next Wednesday.
What am I gonna write about when you're gone? I don't feel your fidelity as much as I'd like to. Come out and show something to draw me in. They say your ordinary love is what we created. They say your ordinary love, baby, I've been feeling it lately. About